We're at the Tulsa Farm Show today, visiting with Scott. He's the show manager. Man, we got a good crowd, good folks all out here participating in the farm show.
Yeah, thank you. We know it started to come into place here about 11:30, 12 o'clock. You could sense, you could hear the crowd just starting to pick up a little bit, and it's been full blast from here on out. So we're very excited, very happy.
We've got quite a few vendors here today, lots of folks walking around, and of course open tomorrow as well for Saturday.
Yes, show hours again. We'll be opening up at 9 o'clock, and we're going till 4 tomorrow. So remember, we're going to have to close an hour early, but we're expecting another big day again tomorrow, probably our biggest day we'll expect tomorrow.
Now, who all is here? Some of the how many vendors have we got that have come up for the Tulsa Farm Show?
We're pushing the 300 mark, Casey, which we were very happy to announce. And surprised, yes, but then again, as we got closer and people realized more that the show was going to take place, it the volume of exhibitors coming started to pick up. Lots of new ones again this year. And, of course, our regulars that we have each and every year stuck with us, and they're here. And they were the ones that really pushed us to go through with having this event.
And now, don't you just feel like people are just happy to be back together, excited to be out, finally getting to do some spring shopping after that crazy weather we had in Oklahoma? People were inside for 2 weeks, so they've been wanting to get out.
Right. You know, and if we were to have this event last week, would I be sitting in this chair right now and talking to you? Probably not. So,
although you are from Minnesota, so you've seen bad weather before.
Yes, and I am from Minnesota, and yes, listeners, I did feel sorry for you, in case you are wondering.
Well, the snow was so terrible, and we all were kind of wondering if we were going to get to have this show, and now it's just turned out, like I said, I think people are just happy to be out.
Yeah, I think that if you would have put steel bars on the doors, they would have found a way to pry them open to get inside, because, yeah, you're right, people wanted to get outside. And I think that coming here and just walking, looking, visiting, seeing some people that you may have not seen for probably a year,
yeah,
or more, and which is, this is a great place to meet friends, make new friends, and say hi to people that you haven't seen for a while.
And get a funnel cake or a Frito chili pie.
Yeah, we always do that.
Well, and of course, we've got the Oklahoma City Farm Show coming up, too.
Yeah, so that's in full gear. That show starts in April, middle of April, on the 15th, out at the Bennett Event Center. Of course, we're looking forward to building on that as well. A lot of our exhibitors that partake in our event here, they'll be at Oklahoma City as well. So if you can't see them here, come to Oklahoma City in April and you'll see them there. And then that show, you'll be able to find information on that at the OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
And what if we have some folks that are listening right now that would like to be vendors? Is there still some time to do that?
Yes, there is time to do that. If you wanted to call our office, 800-873-1411. And again, if you go to OklahomaCityFarmShow.com, there's information on there as well. And we would have a spot for you.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. We're going to ask you to go ahead and leave your weather in Minnesota.
You know what? As long as you have a receipt to return it, I can do that for you.
All right. We appreciate you. Thank you so much.